Trust and Will is an online estate planning service. Visit trustandwill.com for details.
Trust and Will.
My dad and I were always close, but some things we just didn't talk about, like his will. After he was gone, we found out he didn't have one, and it created a lot of stress during a time of grief.
Creating a will can be hard to think about, but avoiding it can lead to greater difficulty for the people you love. That's why Trust and Will makes estate planning simple. Create a will online in as little as 30 minutes.
Now, I have a will in place to make sure my loved ones are protected. With Trust and Will, it was easy and affordable. And I got peace of mind knowing my wishes are clear.
Trust and Will.
Get 20% off when you visit trustandwill.com/future. That's trustandwill.com/future to get 20% off. trustandwill.com/FUTURE.
Moncrief on News Talk.
About 10 months ago, Mayo man Eamon Keaveney started walking, but he didn't bring any socks or shoes. Eamon has been walking barefoot from Istanbul to Mayo to raise money for charity and break a world record. Afternoon, Eamon.
How are you, son?
Not too bad. Now, obviously, you're doing this to raise money for Jigsaw and Friends of the Earth. Why did you choose the route from Istanbul?
Oh, so I picked Istanbul because that is where Europe meets Asia. So my idea was that if I walk from Istanbul all the way to Ireland, I'll have crossed the whole of the continent of Europe.
Right. OK. Did you start from the Asian side of Istanbul or the European side?
I didn't. I actually started on the European side, right down by the water, because in order to cross the Bosphorus, you need to take a ferry. So I decided I didn't want my first day of walking to start with me hopping on a boat. So I started on the European side. But I did visit the Asian side in the days before.
Yeah, okay. It's absolutely lovely there. Now, so obviously you're doing it barefoot and you have form in this regard. Do you have a kind of daily kind of regime to look after your feet?
I like to just let them sort of take care of themselves, to be honest. I'm fairly lazy, to be honest, in some ways. And I wash them in the evening and I might put on a pair of fluffy socks, basically, if they're feeling cold. But I prefer to sort of leave them to sort themselves out. And if I was carrying anything that I had to rub into my feet, that'd be extra weight anyway. So I'd hope to avoid that.
OK, yeah. But I assume your feet must be as hard as a rock at this stage.
I wish, to be honest. I mean, the skin does get kind of thicker as time goes by, but also they do get sort of worn away. So if I do a lot of days of high mileage, they'll start to wear down to the skin underneath and they might start bleeding a little bit and stuff like that. And then if you're walking on a rough surface, even if the skin itself is fairly thick, they do get kind of, you know, irritated and battered from walking on the rough surface. So after a couple of weeks of walking on the hop, you are feeling it. And more than noon and night.
Yeah, and which is worse, walking on a hot day or walking on a cold day?
Oh, good question. I actually think walking for my feet, I think the cold, because it takes a long time, but they'll warm up, you know, they will kind of adapt to the cold, but the feet would get cold very quickly then once I stop. And I find that if you're walking on tarmac or something, it has to be very hot and you have to stand still for it to actually hurt your feet. But as long as you're moving, it's not too bad. But the heat for walking, just generally walking in and of itself, walking in the heat, I find worse because, you know, you're kind of just melting away and turning into a ball of sweat. Like,
yeah. How much are you carrying? Are you camping as you're going or where are you staying?
Yeah, I was camping up until Germany. And then it started to get a bit cold. I was getting water coming up to the bottom of the tent. And so since then, it's basically been a mixture of couch surfing and private accommodation, usually wherever it's cheapest. I have been put up actually in a few places now that I've reached Ireland, which is very, very kind and very generous. But I dispensed with the camping after Germany because it was just getting a bit too, the weather was getting a bit too much for me.
Yeah, that's perfectly reasonable. And when people would see you walking along in your bare feet, did they make assumptions about you? Either that maybe it was something religious or you were just nuts?
I get plenty of weird looks, to be honest, from, you know, people as I pass them. And some people are very curious and do kind of come and stop and they ask, you know, if what I'm doing, or they're very kindly. A lot of people have actually offered me shoes along the way, particularly here in winter. I think some people have made assumptions about me in terms of, I think probably a few people have assumed that I'm very religious. But for the most part, people are just kind of curious and they're sort of like wondering, you know, what are you doing, basically? Yeah.
Yeah. Now, because your partner, as I understood, did walk with you for the first bit of it, and then you were kind of by yourself. Did you get lonely at times?
Yeah, so Ellie walked with me from Istanbul all the way to Vienna. So she was with me for 6 months, like, and that was great. And I don't know if I'd be able to do it the first section to start without her there with me. So that was brilliant. Since then, it has been a bit more solitary. And of course, like, I was going into the winter and the shorter days. So it was, you know, you're a lot more just kind of in your own head and kind of daydreaming and thinking about things by yourself. But luckily, I did meet plenty of nice people along the way as well who would, you know, kind of keep you from getting too lonely, you know.
Yeah. Any injuries along the way to the feet?
Yeah, well, as I said earlier, they got a bit worn away at certain points, which was highly unpleasant. And I picked up a tiny bit of tendonitis there over Christmas, but that went away. I have cut open my big toes in particular a good few times just by stubbing them on something. Oh. And for the world record, I'm not allowed to wear plasters while I'm walking.
What?
Yeah, it sounds pretty severe, and I suppose it is, but I suppose it makes sense when you consider that someone could kind of just wrap their foot in, you know, 20 layers of gauze or something and make kind of a sock that way. So that is very unfortunate. It hasn't happened to me in a while now, touch wood. And then you'd have, like, you know, things getting stuck in your foot, like thorns in particular. Make glass the odd time, but thorns mostly, and particularly now I'm walking along the side of the road, I'm ducking in for the cars, and a lot of the hedges were trimmed recently, so there's just bits of stuff kind of by the roadside and a bit of a landmine situation.
Right, yeah, you'd have to have your wits about you about where you're putting the feet. You mentioned the world record. The last world, as I understand it, was a Polish chap, and that was about 3,400 kilometres. So how far do you reckon you've walked so far?
I have walked 6,100 and something. I can't remember the figure off the top of my head, but that's what I had at the end of yesterday. And I'd say I have another, kind of depends on the route that I take and so on and so forth, but I'd say I have another maybe 500-600 left.
Right, my God. And you had set a goal of raising 10,000, but you've gone past that now.
Yes, yeah, I've been delighted to see a huge flood in donations to the fundraiser for Jigsaw and Friends of the Earth now. Since I landed in Ireland, I think the amount in the fundraiser has, like, basically doubled in the span of a week or two. So it's been amazing to see the generosity of the Irish people. Absolutely fantastic, yeah.
Okay, that's fantastic. And when you get back to Claremorris, like, are you walking along and thinking, as soon as I get back home, this is what I'm going to do?
I'm looking forward to putting the feet up when I get back. I'm looking very much forward to going into the corner house at the square there, Ward's. I used to work there for a few years, and I'm very much looking forward to going in there and having a nice pint of stout, and most importantly, going to bed that evening and thinking to myself, I have nowhere to walk now, do you know what I mean?
And the next day when you get up and you put shoes on, will that feel weird?
Probably, yeah. I mean, I'd probably still potter around barefoot a bit, but, you know, there are a lot of really good reasons to be wearing shoes, like, so in some ways, it'll be nice to not have to contend with all the thorns and stuff like that. If my last experience is anything to go by, I think one of the big things is that my feet will be absolutely roasting in a pair of shoes because they've kind of adapted a bit to the cold.
Yes, indeed. Eamon, more power to you, and best of luck for the rest of the journey. Eamon Keaveney, thanks a million.
Lovely stuff. Thanks, John.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.